And our gospel reading this morning is taken from the Gospel of John. Jesus came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria? Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would ask him, and he would give you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well and his son and his flocks drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go and call your husband and come back." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem." This is the gospel of the Lord. A study found that people who were under stress showed the least amount of tension when they were accompanied by their dog. This little piece of research caught my attention because what it asserts about how dogs love us and the benefit that that kind of love has, the non-evaluative love, non-judgmental love, and it reduces tension. In fact, the scriptures testify that this kind of love does far more than reduce tension. In fact, it gives life, it gives hope. And we live in times where hope is much needed. It gives assurance to all who receive it. It's non-judgmental and accepting. All-embracing love is the essence of the gospel message. And it lies behind statements such as, "Do not judge others, lest you be judged. For the judgment you give will be the judgment you receive." And it is the root of what happened whenever Jesus was criticized by the scribes and the Pharisees for the company that he kept. Jesus accepts and embraces those whom others find wanting. He loves those who seem unlovable. Now, I'm not much of a gardener. I enjoy it from time to time. It's a bit of a hobby, but I'm not very knowledgeable, and I struggle even to keep houseplants alive. But the one thing I do know is that every plant needs water to grow, although sometimes I overwater. Just as each of us needs the living water that Jesus says that he has come to give. And Jesus does not give us too much water or too little water. He knows exactly what we need. He gives every little bit that we need at the right time. This water that wells up to eternal life. And it's so important to cling to that during these difficult times, that Jesus is with us in the midst of everything. That Jesus gives us that water that wells up to eternal life, that water that overflows and brings life to the plants that are near it, brings life to us. I give thanks to God today for his love, for that love shown by Christ and that love that was poured out. And that's what St. Peter was talking about in our epistle reading this morning. And what an apt reading for the times that we are in. That no matter how much we struggle, no matter how much the darkness, we know that God loves us. We know the love of God. It is poured out on us, though we struggle and are far from perfect. He gives hope in all things and peace and assurance. Now, we look at the woman at the well after she encountered Jesus. And the interesting thing I always find about that story is that she was able to pick up that there was something completely different about Jesus. And, I mean, there were other people in the gospel who obviously picked that up, but she noticed that he was different, that he was the savior promised long ago. And I suspect that Jesus must have had a sense of love and acceptance about him that made people, you know, suddenly realize that he was the Son of God. Now, I don't know about you, but if you've encountered people who have a deep spiritual focus and journey and pilgrimage, I've only known about one or two people in my life who have had that incredible gift. People who spend time in prayer, who have a sense of just complete Christian pilgrimage and focus. And the people that I know who have had that sense of being able to express God's love through themselves and who they are, it's not so much about what they do even, are the kind of people that everybody flocks to talk to spend time with. You know, I've known some Christian pilgrims in my time who, you know, people are just drawn to them and want to talk to them about everything and want them present with them in all sorts of things, want to invite them to things, want to be with them. And I think that something of that, I mean, some of it is a mystery, but something of that is that the love and acceptance of Christ is expressed through them. And people find that complete presence, a great healing presence, and are drawn to God through that kind of ministry. And I suspect that Jesus must have had that kind of presence 100 times more. And that as people encountered him, they encountered that amazing grace and love and acceptance. Just overwhelm them. And we see how encounters in the gospel, as with this one, people are completely changed. And I think that we can know that Jesus has accepted us. He doesn't hold our human failings against us. He encourages us, challenges us. And even when we reject him, he doesn't reject or condemn us. And that's what Jesus did with the woman at the well. And it had an amazing result. She went out into her village. She called on all sorts of people to come and talk to him. She was totally inspired, and her life had completely been changed. He accepted her. He accepted her, though she was a Samaritan. He spoke of God to her, even though she was a woman. And in those days, there were those religious leaders who thought that women were not worthy of such conversation. He totally gave her a sense of self-worth, and that had an incredible result for her, a sense of hope. So the challenge for us in these difficult times is, yes, we have all these restrictions. Yes, we have all these realities we have to deal with. Yes, we have all the uncertainties and worries, and there's no denying any of it. However, the challenge for us is to show that love and that care and that acceptance in spite of all of it. So that love and that care and acceptance radiates from us despite the restrictions, despite the realities, despite the uncertainties, because our communities are really going to need it. There are going to be many in our community who are anxious and worried and lonely at this time, and who are going to need our care. Our neighbors, our friends, those we know who might feel a bit vulnerable at this time, they are going to need to know that love and that grace and that acceptance from us. And that is the challenge that we as Christians carry at this time. When we treat others as we ourselves would like to be treated, when we can talk to kings and to those who feel completely marginalized and forgotten and not show any preferences to the one and not the other, when we can be agents of kindness and hope, when we can encounter people and not judge them, not put them down, and not patronize them, then we know something of God's love. Amen.